let's talk about the fact that you might believe, for various reasons that I'm going to go into in a second, that success is just clearly not for you. And I say clearly not for you because it's a good thing if you have these big, massive dreams. And hopefully you can learn to shine a magnifying glass on those big, massive dreams instead of shrinking your dreams and your goals down to something that you think is a little bit more realistic and a little bit more achievable, or heaven for friggin' bid that you actually don't even have any kind of goals or dreams or desires. And maybe you could term it another way. Let's term it another way. I don't love the word goals, but to me it's just more like having a map of here is where I'm aiming the ship, because this thing might be fun to do, or this might be fun to do. And I say fun to do, and it does actually take a lot of trust to be able to sit in that place. And that's what I'm hoping, that out of this little excerpt of an audio, you can get some juice and start to realize that you could potentially feel that way as well, because it is definitely where the magic happens. Because when I look at all the times in my life where I've pushed, there's quite often been, you know, a lot of resistance, and I can see and show you a whole big massive list of things that just haven't showed up at the right time, at the right place, or in other words, you know, other things have gone wrong, like sometimes massive things all in a week. Like I remember my car broke down on the side of a highway, so I had to trade a car in that week. And on that same week, I'd moved house the week prior and just had my washing machine installed. And I think it was the day before or the day after the car broke down, the washing machine, which was actually inside the small unit, so it was in the kitchen, overflowed and flooded the whole unit. So, you know, they say things happen in however many they happen in. I decide that how many they happen in, to be honest. But when I look at those circumstances and think, well, why did that happen? It's always terrible to be in there in the moment. But at the end of the day, I guess I got to kind of upgrade the car, got a tiny little very, very reliable car that I had for a very, very, very long time, actually. The unit ended up getting fixed. It was all signs and symptoms to make me stop and slow down, really, at the time, I think. Which I didn't do, because I'm not really good at doing that. Or I wasn't in the past. I'm a little bit better at doing it now. I digress. My point is, instead of using the word goals, let's talk about the fact that you, if you could wave a magic wand and you could actually have anything that you want in this life, on this earth, in this lifetime, what would it be? Now, just imagine that you know the answer to the question and you can actually answer the question. And I highly recommend you write out the answer to the question so you actually start to figure it out. Because somewhere along the way, often each decade or each tragedy in our life, we seem to shrink that list of goals. We definitely shrink the list of income as far as what we decide we're worthy of being able to earn, because there's no way we could possibly see how to get maybe even to 5 figures a month, to 5 figures a month, so to 10 grand plus a month, or maybe it's that you want to get to 50 grand a month. And I want you to, when you're setting your goals or choosing the direction that you're deciding to head, or what you'd actually like from this menu of this thing called life, I want you to not be able to know how it's possible to get the thing. I don't want you to know how it's possible to achieve the things. It might be that you've actually never even seen, heard, experienced, or felt those things in your presence before, apart from in your imagination. I'm not going to go into the law of attraction, etc., but this little audio is really to remind you that if you can imagine it, then it can actually be yours, and that you, to get it, one of the exercises I highly recommend is to actually sit, well, you can stand, but be in the energy and the focus and the concentration of imagining having, being, doing some of the things that it is that are on your list, and have and be and do those things, and spend a couple of minutes on it a day minimum. You do not even have to believe that this will work for it to work. I know there's multiple conversations going on in all of our heads all of the time, talking you into things, talking you out of things, more like, you know, that sometimes maybe that's a reflection of what your parents said to you when you were younger. But guess what? You're a human. You're not a dog. You actually have conscious choice, and you're able to dictate your thoughts. So learn to control them, and then it will be possible to achieve what you want, even though you don't know the way. And I also want to share this with you. There's some quite successful people around the edge of my acquaintance circles that I happen to know that aren't on social media. And there's two people in particular I'm thinking of, and they both say the following with regards to goals and earning money. You must have a huge goal. You may as well, in fact, double the size of your current goal, and you won't know how to get it, and that's totally fine. And the reason being is you will often only hit half of what you aim for anyway. So if you know that you're only going to hit half of what you aim for, then why not double the goal? And then whatever you get, it's not allowed to affect your self-esteem in any way, shape or form. So that's again a choice. So let's just decide that right now it's not going to affect your self-esteem regardless of the number that you get or the thing that you get or the thing that you achieve. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be a super, super fun, joyful journey on the way. And you're going to, you know, however that journey looks for you. I was about to go into my mantras for you. Maybe one day I'll share those with you as well. And I say that because you can either rewrite these goals for yourself, but I highly recommend that you expose yourself to them morning and night. The way I do that is I'll either rewrite things, obviously things that I'm grateful for, my goals, as if it's, you know, actually already happening, sitting in the energy of just like literally appreciation anyway, even if sometimes the situation's a little bit like, oh, I didn't ask for that. However, you did ask for something, so we have to be conscious that things are going to move and change in order to allow us to have whatever the thing is that we've called in or that we're calling in. And I will often record, I've recorded actually my goals and mantras and that stuff on my phone, and I listen to it on an audio recording. It is so super simple, and as I'm listening to it, I picture what it's like, I feel what it feels like, and it just allows me to have a little bit of a daydream on purpose though. So I'm all about building some structure and routine into your day within in a couple of minutes in the morning, a couple of minutes at night, so that you can actually get phenomenal results in regards to increasing your income, obviously increasing your income in business, which is what I'm always talking about in regards to Fit Pros. But I promise you're not going to know the way. You're just not. You know, if you go through a lot of my material, you can see and piece some bits together. The prescription, I have to say, for what each person really should be doing is different, because everybody's different. Everyone's talents and skills and weaknesses and strengths are all very different. But there will be some key foundations as to what people are either missing. And actually, one of the actions that you could take right now, if you're thinking about launching something, just do it. Just launch the thing. Don't wait until you have gathered, you know, a million people in a crowd or however many people you think that you need to launch the thing online before you get paid or whatever it is. Just launch the thing. There's nothing worse than waiting. As soon as you have the idea, take action on it, because it'll teach more of those amazing juicy ideas to actually come towards you anyway. And then sitting in the trust and knowing that if you do a version of your business that you find fun and exciting, the entire thing will open up towards you and for you a lot faster than if you're doing it based on what somebody else's list of successes that you need to do, or you're doing it based off the course that, you know, the rigidness of the course says you've got to do it like XYZ, so that's what you're doing. I've done all this before as well myself, and it's a whole lot less enjoyable than if I, for example, something I find really fun is, I actually just like meeting people, right? So I'm going to 2020, besides the pandemic, before the pandemic, 2020 was going to be the year where I had a live event every month or I spoke at somebody else's because that enables me to meet people and I like human beings. Yeah, accidentally it will grow the business, but it's not the at the forefront of my mind as to the reason why I'm doing it. It's actually because I enjoy, I've realized with myself I'm a teacher. So when you hook into the fact that however you do things is how you do things, there's nothing for you to actually fix or correct, but in fact that's your genius zone, and then you mix that with the subject matter that you really like, then anything's possible. If you've got any questions about this, don't hesitate to send me a message. My email is kate@katemartinmentor.com. if you're a fitness professional or any kind of coach where you coach people in the one-on-one sense or maybe in groups and you want to exponentially grow your business, send me a message, tell me what's not working. I bet you I can give you a couple of pieces of advice that will blow your freaking mind. Talk soon.